an amazing kayaking trip. Angela, her brother Victor, and cousin Jovi went kayaking today. They were too excited and paddled out to the sea by themselves before the coach arrived. The weather turned bad abruptly. The storm brought big waves and they got lost in the sea. "Hey, let's get some rest on that beach." Victor pointed to an island. "Where are we?" Angela asked, after going ashore.
"I've no idea,"
Victor answered. There was no mobile signal. They did not have compass or a map.
"Wow, the trees in the jungle are so tall,"
Jovi remarked. Just then, the rain stopped. The trees swayed, and a big rock far away looked exceptionally shiny. It turned out to be an eye. The island was a one-eyed giant. The trees were his hair, and the sand was his body. The children were on his lower arm.
"Hello, kids,"
the giant said.
"Hello, Mr. Giant,"
Angela answered.
"Are you on holiday?"
Mr. Giant grinned.
"I come from the Giant Kingdom, and I'm on vacation too. So, I come here to enjoy the sunshine and swim."
The kids had run out of food and water. Mr. Giant grabbed some shrimps and grilled them for the kids as snacks. He made them a summer drink with coconuts from the beach.
"Thank you, it's delicious,"
Jovi praised.
"Where is the Giant Kingdom?"
Angela asked.
"Are you afraid of sharks?"
Victor added. Mr. Giant answered their questions one by one. They had an enjoyable time.
"Hey, kids, you should go back now,"
Mr. Giant reminded them.
"Let me give you a hand."
He puffed on the surface of the sea so that the kayaks could move faster.
"It's dangerous for you to kayak without a coach. Promise me not to do so next time, okay?"
The giant waved.
"Sure, bye,"
they shouted.